Thank you, Mr. President. Let me join others in welcoming new ambassadors from Chile, Ecuador, and UK, and wish them all the best for their future work. At the outset, reiterating my delegation's full support for your presidency, I would like to thank you for today's opportunity to discuss the United Nations Secretary General's agenda for disarmament, securing our common future. We will be able to share our concrete views on the agenda later when its implementation plan is unveiled. However, my delegation believes today's exercise is timely and valuable because member states, as a primary stakeholder of disarmament, can provide their feedbacks to the agenda and inputs for the implementation plan. Also, it is our sincere hope that the Secretary General's initiative serves to reinvigorate stalled disarmament processes, in particular this August body's two-decade stalemate. The Secretary General pointed out a seemingly paradoxical situation that urged him to present this comprehensive agenda. Countries have spent more money in an attempt to ensure better security, only to find themselves in worsened security environments. Unfortunately, this is the only possible outcome that a well-known game theory prisoner's dilemma anticipates. Completely rational players tend not to cooperate, even if it is their best interest to do so. The lesson from the theory is that mutual trust is indispensable for self-interested players like us to achieve a common goal. In this sense, my delegation appreciates the Secretary General's noble endeavors to, through his agenda, facilitate dialogue among states, provide intellectual resources to the disarmament community, and strengthen coordination within the United Nations. We hope all political, intellectual, and administrative courses of action will contribute to enhancing trust and confidence. His good office and mediation based on impartiality and balanced views can prime a disarmament pump by creating conditions conducive to disarmament. In addition, his agenda for disarmament reminds us of a bigger picture that we are likely to lose sight of during discussions on technical issues. That is the close linkage of disarmament, not only with peace and security, but also with development and human rights. Disarmament cannot take place in a vacuum, but in the context of security, development, and human rights as a whole. My delegation also welcomes Secretary General's strong commitment to incorporate the gender perspective in the field of disarmament. We are confident that equal and genuine participation of women in the work of disarmament will make a meaningful impact on disarmament itself. Another strength of the agenda, in my delegation's view, is that it enlists actions that the Secretary General will take in cooperation with member states and relevant agencies. As many of these actions are currently outlined in general terms, however, special targets, clear time frame, and detailed guidelines should be included in the upcoming implementation plan to make the Secretary General's ambitious agenda to be more practical. Also, the implementation plan needs to be tailored to regional contexts so that it can be more relevant and feasible in each and every corner of the world. In the meantime, we are of the view that each item on the action list should be weighed differently in accordance with its possible impact and political support it receives. The slow progress in disarmament does not seem to be due to a lack of consensus on the type of necessary disarmament measures, but rather on the priorities and sequence of implementation among them. Prioritization is no mean feat, but select and focus is a golden rule that will guide us toward success. We are well aware that the Secretary General cannot bear the whole burden of disarmament. This is why my government welcomes his insightful initiative to strengthen partnerships for disarmament. Especially the notion of security has evolved to the extent that disarmament discussion is meaningful only with the expertise of and collaboration with the academia, business sectors and civil society, in particular in the area of advanced technologies. Against this backdrop, the Republic of Korea welcomes the establishment of Secretary General's high-level panel on digital cooperation. We hope this high-level panel can come up with useful guidelines to ensure new technologies, including weapon technologies, will serve the benefit of mankind, humankind. Last but not least, it is encouraging that the Secretary General, as a chief executive of the United Nations, commit to promote interagency coordination and ensure a whole-of-system approach in pursuit of disarmament. We take note with satisfaction the leading role of High Representative for Disarmament Affairs, UNODA, and UNIDIR, among others. The Republic of Korea will continue to closely cooperate with them, particularly in the course of the implementation of the Secretary General's agenda for disarmament. Thank you.